I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. March is the time of year that the sportsmen in West Virginia get the opportunity to speak your mind about the direction of wildlife management in our state. We'll talk more about the DNR's proposals that are currently out for public comment right after this.
If hunting and fishing sound like perfect activities for a first date, you might be a redneck, but you're definitely a friend of the outdoors. Hey, this is Jeff Foxworthy. If you're like me, you've got plenty of friends and family just waiting for an invitation to step outside. So ask them. Take a newcomer shooting, hunting, or fishing. You'll have fun together, and you might even ignite another vital contributor to fish, wildlife, and habitat conservation. Find out how at stepoutside.org.
The DNR's March Sportsman Sectional Meetings come up March 17th and 18th. During a recent meeting of the Natural Resources Commission, DNR biologists proposed the bag limits and season dates for big game in West Virginia. Biologist Dick Hall says this year's antlerless deer hunting regulations are nearly a carbon copy of last year.
For our antlerless deer season in 2008, we were proposing very similar to what it was last year. We've added a couple counties to it, but for the most part, it's going to be basically very similar to the 2007 antlerless deer season.
In fact, the only real change involves antlerless hunting on public land being extended.
The only real change is that we have increased the public lands. They'll be open for, in the past, we've had our public wildlife management areas open only for 6 days, which is a traditional antlerless deer season. This year, we're recommending that we open them up for 20 days. That would be the Wednesday of the Thanksgiving week through the end of December for the 20 days, as compared to the antler season on private land would be 22 days, which would be open up the whole week of the buck season.
No, the biggest proposed changes this year are in the area of black bear hunting.
Bear population has really boomed in the past years, and we've gone in and looked at our bear plan and made some revisions to it and some major changes that we have presented to the commission. And essentially what it is we're trying to reduce the number of bears that we have to deal with and destroy and allow the hunters to take them. And one of the methods is to, in about 15 counties, we're going to have a September season.
The DNR has paid out thousands in bear damage in recent years, and in recent years, the season's also been liberalized to the extent to make bear hunting available during some deer season dates. But it hasn't gone far enough. Biologists hope by opening a September season, it would allow more of them to be harvested by hunters and curb the numbers.
The population is still increasing, especially in the southern part of the state, and as a result of that, we need to harvest bears a little bit sooner in September. And so what we try to design it so it doesn't conflict with the rut for bow hunters. So we're trying to put it a little bit earlier. And
all of these ideas are only proposals, though. The Natural Resources Commission will make the final determination after hearing from sportsmen. The meeting is again March 17th and 18th. Check your hunting and fishing license brochure or the DNR website, wvdnr.gov, for location and time. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.